1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
Brought to you by the Marcus Majestic Parking Lot Cinema. For a unique double feature drive-in experience, check out this week's movie selections at marcustheaters.com/parkinglotcinema.
Deal of business.
All right, let's back up because I know you were posting stuff on Twitter or Facebook or wherever last week because I'd see it from time to time. So how was your trip across the country from the Atlantic to the middle of the desert in the West, from the East to the West, literally, and you drove it?
Yes. I would say that I had a better trip than Clark Griswold. we didn't have as many hiccups. The drive, so my first leg was to Indianapolis, which was rather boring, from Maryland to Indianapolis.
Did you go through the neck part of Maryland and stop at Crazy Smokey Joe's?
Right, where Al, wasn't it Al?
We talked about it. I kind of forgot.
You talked about it. Who'd you talk about it with?
I think I talked to
Manti
about it.
Oh, yeah, I thought you were discussing it in the car with the dog.
Yeah, me and the dog, we made the trip. So, interestingly enough, you take 70 all the way to Indianapolis, but the way your GPS does it is that takes you around Pittsburgh. So it goes 70 to 68. And I got to enjoy wild and wonderful West Virginia, not once, but twice.
Really?
You go into West Virginia, out of West Virginia, and then back into West Virginia.
Yeah.
And then arrived in Ohio. And everyone's like, oh, Ohio's the worst drive ever.
What?
I don't know.
What'd you take across Ohio?
The Ohio Turnpike?
80-90?
Northern route?
The northern route, or did you cut through Ohio somehow?
I was on 70 the whole way.
70, okay. Yeah. All right.
So I landed in Indianapolis. That's where my sister lives. It was nice. You know how it is when you're on road trips, you're eating like crap. So it was nice. Had a home-cooked meal. Had a couple pops with my brother-in-law, with my sister. And left Indianapolis, went down to Tulsa. And on my way to Tulsa, I got the dog, so I'm like, all right, I got to find some places for this.
Isn't that a little out of the way? I mean, also.
Well, you could go the central through Colorado route, but I got spooked by the wildfires, so I decided to go south.
Okay.
And it was rather equidistant if you look at it, from Indianapolis, Tulsa to Albuquerque.
St. Louis, Springfield, Tulsa.
Yeah, so I went through St. Louis.
How'd you like Missouri?
That drive sucked. I mean, it was there's nothing in Missouri.
Ozark Mountains? No.
No, there's no mountains. It was all flat.
Hmm.
But I stopped for a hike in a town called Eureka, Missouri.
Was there gold there? It just sounds like a gold.
It does.
Name a place you'd name a gold town like.
It does. Why does that?
I don't know. Because Yukon Cornelius, didn't he yell
Eureka?
Did he yell that? No. I don't know. What did UConn Cornelius yell when he threw that pickaxe in the air?
Oh, my balls.
Man, you are on fire today.
He's fresh off of vacation.
He's
just fresh back from vacation, right?
So I stop in this town, or it's not really a town, and I find a spot to hike, and it's a good trail. You know, I looked it up. It looked pretty good. There's no one on it. You know, nothing I could get lost with.
This must be a really small town. I'm looking at a U.S. map, and it's got lots of towns on it. I still haven't seen. Oh, there it is.
Eureka, you found it. Okay.
Finally zoomed in far enough to see Eureka.
So I'm hiking with the dog, and we wrap it up, and I get back.
How long was the hike?
A little under an hour, so maybe like a mile and a half, 2 miles or something like that.
That's pretty ambitious, because if I'm trying to get somewhere, I'm not stopping for an hour-long hike, but I haven't traveled with a dog.
Right, and I didn't. The good thing was I wasn't really on a time crunch. I just kind of had to get here. And the way my days were portioned out, it was like 10 hours of driving every day, which really isn't that bad. But I'm about to get back into the car, and you guys have, been outdoors. And you know when you step in mud and it splashes up? You look at your ankles and it's like, oh, man, I got mud on my ankles.
That Eureka mud might be full of that Times Beach, Missouri dioxin mud.
Well,
it's right nearby.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's right next door.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
I look down at my ankles, and this mud is now moving up my leg.
Oh yeah.
And I'm like,
full of radioactive.
I'm like, what the hell is that? And I look down closer. They are mini little bugs going up my leg, and I am freaking out. They are everywhere. I mean, there are over 1,000.
What?
Swear to God. And now they look like, and as you get closer, they look like little ticks.
Oh, man.
And I'm like, what the hell? And I
beloved sportscaster dies in Missouri on his way.
So I have a case of water, and I'm just dousing my legs, and I go up the road, and they're still everywhere. I still can't get them off. And now,
you can't even get them off.
I mean, I got a good chunk of them off, but there were thousands, and they're migrating north. So you know what I started
you
doing?
You might be saying,
wow,
ouch,
you should
my
just
balls
run into
shortly.
Near a Circle K and get a tick shaver.
So
where are your tick shavers?
My what? Oh, you think
I,
tick shaver.
By the way, I did end up, I looked around, and I quickly did get naked outdoors.
Ooh.
And just drop trowel, threw some clothes away. But so what I did was, you know how if you get a tick, you put it in alcohol to kill it, right?
So I've heard a few different ways too. If you've
so
got
I'm
it.
Sitting there, I have, and then I have a meeting. Like I have a phone call with my new employer, an introductory phone call with a couple of the new hires, and I have it on speakerphone and I've muted it, and I am just dousing my body with hand sanitizer. I've
put my clothes
sanitizer.
On and throw away my tick shaver.
What did he say? He has to throw away what? His what shaver? Did he say tick or dick?
Whoa.
Tick. I hope it was tick.
So I'm feeling okay.
Yeah.
I'm still freaked out. Fortunately, the dog is showing no effects to it because he has tick medicine and fur or whatever. So I drive to Tulsa. I get to the hotel. I go to the local.
Tulsa's still quite a ways away.
Yeah.
Though.
So damn. I get to the hotel, and I'm still freaking out because I get naked, and I'm like, they're now burrowed in. So I go get rubbing alcohol and tweezers, and I must have pulled a good 50 of these off. And then my dad, the Boy Scout, was like, you know what? They're chiggers.
Yeah. Yep.
And they definitely were chiggers, and it looks like I have chicken pox because those sons of bitches just bite the crap out of you.
They usually will settle into like a waistline is where they like to get like a.
You know where they got me the most?
Is
underneath my underneath my knee. Is
okay.
They just went to town. So my ankles, knee, my thigh, and I just have bumps all over.
Are you putting
me.
Calamine lotion
Hell
on to help
yeah,
with the itching?
I'm
okay, all right,
lotion.
Settle down. I had swimmer's itch once.
But chiggers, and I have a buddy of mine, a former basketball player that I played with in college who was super smart. He's now a professor and like a professor of bugs. I don't know. He teaches at a college in Vermont. And I'm like, what the hell are these? And he was like, I think those are larva ticks. I'm like, great. He's like, yeah, but they only have six legs, so you're good. But the way that I'm itching like a mofo right now.
Oh, man.
They're chiggers.
Right now they still itch.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
How long before you got your alcohol and, you know, picking treatment? That's a long drive.
Yeah, they weren't bugging me until, and then I also looked up that I was like, if you have chiggers, take a shower with extremely hot water. I took three showers in like an hour.
All right. With extremely hot water.
Yeah. Took a shower in the morning. But the thought of looking up, I was like, If it's only itch, knock on wood, not Lyme's disease,
right.
I will take the itch. So
all right.
That was Missouri. And then things got a little better. Drove to Albuquerque. Oh, then I woke up right before I got to Albuquerque.
That's where Breaking Bad took place, Albuquerque.
So that's...
Did you go by Walter White's old place?
So I've never seen Breaking Bad.
Oh.
So, that's okay. What was in Amarillo? Anything? It buzzed through there.
Amarillo had the 72-ounce steak place. They had the
You're in Texas now, son.
Yeah, if you could eat the 72-ounce steak, it's free.
It's free. You don't hear about that in that Neil Sedaka song. Nothing about a 72-ounce steak. It's so light and airy.
How much is the 72-ouncer if you can't eat it all?
I don't know. I should look that up.
Yeah, I'd like to know what that
72-ounce.
What that costs.
I mean, I tweeted that billboard out because, like all things, you got to promote via billboard, and it was just for a good hour. It was 72-ounce steak for free.
Kind of like Wall Drug when you headed out west, a little
Wall
north
Drug,
of you.
South of the border in South Carolina. The Big Texan is the name of the restaurant in Amarillo.
Big Texan.
The Big Texan.
Right there on Highway 40?
Yep.
Did you make Amarillo by morning? Like the George Strait song says, Amarillo by morning.
Adam Richman went to the Big Texan.
Hey, how about that?
What happens to you if you go to a Texas Roadhouse in Texas? You know.
What do you mean? Happens to you?
The steak. It's like being going to a Kentucky Fried Chicken in Kentucky, right?
I mean, it's just like extra fresh.
No, it's just kind of extra trite, extra extra franchisey.
Was that a Longhorn steak? Or was it just an Angus or an old Holstein or a Guernsey that got sent to the yards?
All right. So I'm looking at the rules now.
It was a yak.
Entire meal must be completed in 1 hour. If any of the meal is not consumed, swallowed, you lose. Before the time starts, you will be allowed to cut into the steak and take one bite. If the steak tastes good and is cooked to your satisfaction, we will start the time upon your acceptable approval. The time will not stop, and the contest is on. So make sure before you say yes. Then it goes on and on and on. If you fail to complete the challenge, you must pay the full. Any guesses? Price?
How big is it?
72 ounce.
72 ounce. That's like four steaks, right?
Yep. It's 4.5 pounds.
Well, the price is colon cancer,
I'll say it's $80.
Oh, no, I'm going higher than that. I'm going to go 125.
All right.
But maybe steak is cheap in Texas.
I'm just going to go.
Have to hitchhike up here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw a lot of cows on the drive.
All right. I'm going to go one. It's over $100. 125.
Okay.
I'm going to stick with 80.
Because just a decent filet in a good restaurant, a decent restaurant is going to be $45. You know, so
how many ounces is it?
72.
How many dollars do you think it is? 72.
It's 72.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Okay.
It so must be some
dollar an ounce.
We sure you're not eating horse?
Yeah, I don't know if that's the finest.
Or pony.
I mean, I just looked it up too. If I had tried this out, which I certainly would have failed, it is also streamed live. Watch guests eat 72.
Oh, really?
Live. Yeah.
Nope.
But you also have to pay up front.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Oh, and then they give you your money back?
You give you your money back.
Oh, okay.
If you win.
All right.
That's the Big Texan Steak Ranch?
The Big Texan Steak Ranch and Brewery right off of 40 in Amarillo.
Could you put down a 72-ounce steak, Tim, in 1 hour?
Hell no.
Brian, 1 hour.
No.
There's no chance I could.
No chance. Do you think the three of us could put down a 72-ounce steak?
Yes. Between the three of us, we could do that. It's a lot of steak, even for everybody. That's plenty
of
steak.
But this was total clean. This was total clean plate club, right?
Yeah.
No food left.
Fat has to be gone.
Everything in an hour. Was that like steak fries and salad and?
Well, I see the picture. I got to imagine it's just the steak, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I would think they can't go. Oh, didn't eat all your fries. You didn't eat the broccoli. Oh, there's still some cheese on there.
I love that. Yeah. Rule number 9, if you do not win the steak challenge, you are welcome to take the leftovers home. Well, I'm paying $72 for this thing. I surely
telling
should bring
you,
it home.
It's not the kind of steak you want to take home, though, I don't think.
Probably not.
Think it's the quality's that good.
Might need a scrub pad or something.
Now, is this pre-cooked or post-cooked 72-ounce steak?
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah, because it could sizzle down to like 64 ounces, you know, while it's cooking. So maybe it's not so tough.
Yeah, you try. So drove through there, got to Albuquerque on Saturday night. And right before I pull into my hotel, I get some lights popping up on my dashboard. I'm like, wonderful. AT oil temperature warning. I'm like, what the hell does that mean? It means my oil was hot. It was my car was going to overheat. So I'm like, okay. So I wake up in the morning. It's not there. I'm like, great.
Wait, your car's not there?
No. The flat, you know, the, the warning.
The lights.
Well, it's cooled off.
Yeah. I cooled it off. Cool. Yeah. Great. Cooled it off. So I go over to the University of New Mexico, take a couple pictures there. And then I got back in my car, and sure enough, there those wonderful warning lights are. I'm like, oh, son of a bitch. And it's 9 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday. Guess what? Mechanics aren't really open on Sundays.
Nope. Not even in Albuquerque.
Especially at 9 a.m. So I get on the phone, and I'm looking around. I find one place opens at 9. I'm like, great. Drive over there. Yeah, that place doesn't exist anymore. I'm like, all right, let's go to the next
one. The internet is not good at scrubbing stuff off of there.
Next one on the list, not too far away, says it opens at 10. I'm like, all right.
What's not too far away, 10 miles?
Another mechanic. Oh, no, like up the road, like less than a mile.
Okay.
So I pull up to the mechanic, and there's a guy there. And I'm like, hey, and he's super nice. And he checks my car, and he's like, yeah, you're good, you know. You might just be a little hot. You might need some coolant. Go get some coolant from AutoZone. He's like, man, you're lucky. He's like, I don't work Sundays. We're closed. I'm like, what? I'm like, I'm like, it said you were open at 10. He's like, no. He's like, I just came here to get something from the shop. I'm like, oh, my God.
Not open.
So I go to go to AutoZone. I get some coolant. I let the car sit for about a half hour, put some coolant in, and the warning lights went away until about 15 miles away from my destination. Boop, pop the lights again. I'm like, God.
Your destination being Las Vegas.
My destination being Las Vegas. So I think my car, now over 210,000 miles, is saying, hey, dude, don't drive me across country anymore.
Well,
this sucked.
That's the beauty of being in Las Vegas. You can have the entire amount for your new car secured by noon if you get to the casinos. You know, if you get off this phone, if you get off this particular break, and just start working on it.
So I would say the chiggers were the worst part. You know what was gorgeous, though? About 3.5 hours from here is Flagstaff, Arizona.
I've been there a couple of times.
It is a wonderful little town. And me and the doggy, we found Fat Man's Loop. It is, you know, on all trails, it said 2 hours. I'm like, 2 hours? Get the hell out of here. We did that thing in an hour and 20.
And when you go to Flagstaff, it's cooler than being in Las Vegas because the elevation is much higher.
It was 70 degrees yesterday in Flagstaff.
In December, it will feel just like Wisconsin and Flagstaff a lot of days. It gets pretty cold there on some days,
And you ever, I guess if you're in Wisconsin and you drive north, maybe, but like, within 3.5 hours, I did not get out of the car from Flagstaff to Vegas, and it went from 70 degrees to, when I rolled up, 100 degrees in 3 hours.
Did you take U.S. 93 from Kingman to Boulder City?
Yes.
That is just a straight line drive.
Yes.
That is
Kingman
like...
is – I was like – I drove past Kingman, and I didn't think we were – I'm like, what the hell is this town? It was big. They had an airport. I'm like, I didn't even know I'd be seeing any civilization. Kingman, Arizona is a pretty big little town.
There's that East Coast.
I know.
There's nothing out here. No, people live there. They have airports. God, this is why the East Coast sucks. Well, I didn't think there'd be a person out here.
That's a fairly big
Amarillo
has a huge airport.
Well, yeah, Amarillo's got the Amarillo Sod Poodles or a double-A baseball team down there.
The Sod Poodles.
Yeah, I think so.
Like the driving skunks.
Well, it's funny because once you get near the Hoover Dam, man, that is – get a little white knuckle and you are going up and down and up and down.
They used to let you drive over the Hoover Dam until 9/11.
Oh, really?
And then they built a road to take you around Hoover Dam.
Oh, that's –
yeah,
clearly what I did. And I saw, you know, bits and pieces of it, but I looked in my rearview mirror, and if you're going out of Vegas, the approach into the Hoover Dam with Lake Mead right there is stunning.
And you know that lake's running out of water. You moved out there just in time to run out of water in Lake Mead, which means you're not going to have your water or electricity, Tim.
Oh, cool.
It's only down like 35 feet. Yeah.
Wonderful.
They got a problem there. They need the Colorado's
well, my contract's 3 years, so can we last 3 years?
Probably.
Well, try not to drink too
much. They keep draining it, though.
Quick showers, maybe, while you're
quick
there.
Quick showers? All right. Well, it's a good thing I have chiggers, which tells me I need to take long, hot showers.